This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Change your mindset. Ramadan revolves around change. And we're speaking about productivity, around roles and responsibilities. Where does change your mindset come into it? Change your mindset is the most important thing. It's essential. Because one of the major themes in Ramadan is about changing you. It's illustrated in one of the meanings of Ramadan. Ramadan comes from Ramada. What does that mean? It means it's intense heat. Intense heat. And many of you may think, I've made so many mistakes. I've done so much. How can I ever change? Or many of you may start something and you may stop. Every time you start something, you may not complete it. You know, you think, will I ever change? Or you may believe that you can change some of your you can't change some of your habits which are tearing you down. But science tells us another story. My husband's an engineer, so I know about intense heat. Subhanallah, you know, in engineering, the most strongest metals are bent and shaped in intense heat. They are only shaped in intense heat. Similarly, Ramadan can and Ramadan will shape the strongest of sinners. And those people who are habitually scarred by their desires, Ramadan has the ability to shape you. But you have to change your mindset. You cannot be productive unless you change your mindset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's Al-Kareem. He's the most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's Al-Afu. He will negate your sins. He will completely negate them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He mentions a dua. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And you know, subhanAllah, in the Quran, when you go through the Quran, and I hope you go through the Quran, and you will this Ramadan, you know, when you go through the Quran, you will come and you will see that there are verses, and the verses end in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is common in the Quran. This is why when you read the Quran and you understand it, it's absolutely amazing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, He says, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, wa'afu anna. You know, linguistically, afu means to erase something, to completely destroy something and leave no traces whatsoever. So the person who makes this dua, look at this, it's in the Quran. The person who makes this dua is asking Allah to make afu of their sins. Oh Allah, do afu of my sins. And that means to remove them completely and to give him a fresh start, or to give her a fresh start. Can you imagine that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-afu, He changes your mindset. So even before you begin in this checklist, and even before you begin making your goals in Ramadan, you change your mindset that Allah is the Al-Afu, and after Ramadan, I can be a complete new person because He can do Afu of your sins.